nice to be here. And oh, thank you for letting me come into your life today. Say, if you live in Wisconsin, you've heard that slogan, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute and it will change. Well, this certainly proved true over our last weekend. If you lived around here, you experienced it. On my way to church, I experienced rain, sleet, and snow, and freezing temperatures. And guess what? On the way home, sunshine. Now that is a variety of weather. I guess we can't complain because we're getting ready for winter anyway. Really, though, aren't you thankful for four seasons? I've turned back to Genesis, the 14th chapter, and here's what it says. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God created all of this on the fourth day. How about that? And all of this was planned for you and me to enjoy. So I guess we have to live it up while we can. And all the way from home, we kept saying as we looked around at the trees, how beautiful that the color in the trees was coming. I don't think it's quite as bright as it has been some other years. But anyway, it's still showing us the handiwork of the Lord. And in case you missed it, every year I try to remind you what makes a tree change the leaves, change color. But first, let me howdy with you about my fall decorations. My program, by the way, in case you hadn't heard, is called At Home with Mabel Louise. So today I want to relate that I have put up my fall decorations and I'm enjoying the nice change from summer. I like to do that. I change the different seasons. I started that because of I was doing hours and hours of counseling. And I thought the brightness and the changes would be interesting for those who came and went from my house, because my office has always been in my house. And my living room and nook are decorated for fall, too. And I already have pumpkins on the front and back porch and some tiny pumpkins in a basket on the kitchen counter. Speaking of pumpkins, you've heard me say that I have a woods behind my house, and on the south side of the woods is a meadow with lots of wild flowers growing all summer long. They're so beautiful. I get in my little gym car and go back and watch and see the different ones come, the different colors. And you know what? Terry and Carol threw their last year's pumpkins in the meadow, and up came a pumpkin patch. That's right. All those seeds from those pumpkins began to fertilize. Well, Terry threw some, he bought some commercial seeds in those packets, and he spread those around along with those from the thrown pumpkins. So as a result, yes, we have a huge pumpkin patch on the side of the meadow. It's really fun for the great-grandchildren because they love going out and picking out the biggest one they can find. And this reminded me of an illustration that I've had in my file for many years. and maybe you remember it, but I thought it was something you could share with your children and your grandchildren because it's easy to remember. So here's how it goes. A woman was asked by a coworker, "What is it like to be a Christian?" And the coworker quickly answered, "Oh, it's like being a pumpkin. God picks you up from the patch. He brings you in, and then he washes all of the dirt off of you. He cuts off the top and scoops out all the yucky stuff. Yes, he takes out those seeds of doubt, the seeds of hate, the seeds of greed, and all those old bad seeds. And then he carves a new smiling face and puts light inside of you to shine for all the world to see." Don't you think that'd be nice to share with your children? I do. I think it'll bring a big smile. And by the way, in case you remembered, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 11 encourages parents to teach their children from everyday experiences and to bring lessons from the Lord to their lives. Well, speaking of trees and their wonder, some of the trees in my woods are very old, and the leaves have had to have barrels of fresh each day of water in order to stay nice and green. And I read an engineer's report that stated that this engineer knew of no pump available, in other words, you can't buy one, that is made by man that could force that amount of water through the dense wooden trunks of the trees. Yet God causes their roots to exert a working pressure of more than 3,000 pounds per square foot just to move that water up to the leaves. And that was not even considering the resistance of the wood. Wow, what a great Lord we have. Yes, he planned it all and created it all for you and me to enjoy. And you know what? If I hadn't taken time out to read about the trees and the engineer's report, I would have missed that miracle that God has planned for us to notice and to give him the glory. So now that fall is here, I want again to remind you of the miracle with the leaves of the trees turning to those beautiful fall colors. Have you ever wondered why the leaves turn those different colors? Well, in simple lay terms, certain cells in the leaf contain chloroplasts. They're little small bodies that hold the substances that give the leaves their color. The green color comes from chlorophyll, which is a compound that is continually in a healthy leaf. The yellow and orange colors come from substances called carotenoids or carotenoids, carotenoids. Well, as the cool weather approaches, the replacement of the chlorophyll does not keep pace with its breakdown, and the green seems to just fade away. So as a result, the more stable yellow and orange pigments, which have been there all along, begin to show up. And the red and purple colors are the result of addition of compound which are formed from sugars produced by the declining leaf. Well, the brighter and clearer the days of fall, the more sugars are produced and the more vivid are the reds and the purples. If we have any early frost, the leaves will not take on their most brilliant colors, but will turn a dull brown instead. Yes, our Heavenly Father planned it all for your eyes and my eyes to give Him the glory. No wonder the Psalms are replete with praises to our Lord for all of His handiwork. Perhaps the best lesson we can learn from the Lord's trees is not from the springtime or fall, but from winter. During the winter months in the normal climates that's around here in Wisconsin, the Lord has planned that the tree is dormant. The tree is stripped in most of all of its leaves, and if you didn't know differently, you could just say, oh, that tree is dead. And of course, the tree is very much alive, but it's resting. This dormancy is over and over again in the springtime. And while the tree is resting, it's reconditioning for the upsurge of spring again. How about that? Yes, our Lord planned it all. And that's a reminder that the Lord also planned a day of rest for you and me by giving us the Lord's Day. With all of the hustle and bustle and the overcrowded schedules that we all have, maybe we can take a lesson from the trees and do as the scriptures tell us. Hebrews 4, 9, 10, and 11 says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God rested the seventh day from all of his works. Mark, the sixth chapter, tells us how Jesus had sent out his 12 disciples to preach and to teach the gospel. They came back and the scripture tells us the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all the things that were done and what they had taught. And Jesus said to them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as even to be able to eat. I'm sure that we would all do well to learn a lesson from the tree in the fields that lay dormant all winter. Surely we can take advantage of God's plan to follow His instructions, to take a rest from all of our labors. I can remember as a child how Sundays were so super special. There were no stores open when I was a child. There were no sports on Sunday. Only going to church, rain or shine. Mother would prepare the Sunday meal on Saturday, and we'd come home and eat a quick meal, and then all of us would rest. And then after resting as children, we would play games together. What a different world we live in today. Perhaps we can learn together as I close the broadcast. And from the trees and other creations that God has given us. Or should I say, make more time to rest from our busy lives. Let me close with this beautiful promise from Matthew chapter 11. He says to each one of us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So if you really want to find rest in your soul, take Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. He is so wonderful. God bless you and have a good day. Bye-bye.